Stuart Peer.
We're standing in front of the so-called Genouillac armor. This is the earliest dated armor from the Royal Workshops at Greenwich, just outside of London proper in those days, created for the king, who had his personal armors made there. It was a style of armor that was very conservative in terms of its construction. The armors were particularly concerned with safety factors, but as we see in this elaborately gilded and etched armor, they could also create works of magnificent beauty. This armor, which stands over 6 feet tall, was certainly commissioned by Henry VIII, either for his personal use or as a gift for the French ambassador who came to England to negotiate a treaty in 1527.
It's also significant because it's what's referred to as an armor garniture.
Donald LaRocca is curator of arms and armor.
And what the garniture means is that an armor is made with matching interchangeable parts that could be put on and taken off to make the armor useful for different forms of the tournament and for different types of battle. So it could be worn as a full cavalry armor, for instance, from head to toe, or it could be worn as a light cavalry armor with portions of the legs or arms removed. Displayed with this, for instance, are a left-hand gauntlet, what's called a bridal gauntlet for the tournament, and a gauntlet for the right hand that's called a locking gauntlet, also for the tournament, in which your sword would be in your hand, and then the gauntlet would essentially be locked over the sword so that throughout the course of the tournament you could not drop your sword. This would have been one of the most highly evolved technical armors made at that time.